Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Mr. Bobby Mizell brings us in, as he always does, to the heart and soul of rock and roll. The Birmingham Record Collectors are proud to be presenting these programs, and we hope that you'll enjoy this one, as we're going to be heading back to school with some great back-to-school music. To get us going, here's Charlie with our first one. Charlie?
All right, Ray, thank you. A comedian before anything else, Timmy Oh Yeah Rogers, the Oh Yeah catchphrase being a part of his act for over 50 years, was also a songwriter, bandleader, and singer, as you're about to hear from this 1957 release, Getting Us Ready for School Again. He was born in Detroit in 1914. He was dancing on street corners at age 8 to earn money. And at 12, he ran away from home, and he did all kind of jobs, and over the time learned to speak 9 different languages because he was coming in contact with many foreign workers who had come to the U.S. His big break was when he was dancing on the vaudeville circuit. He spent 12 years on the Jackie Gleason Show and wrote songs that were recorded by Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, and Carmen McRae. Here's Timmy Oh Yeah Rogers kicking off our Back to School theme with Back to School Again.
Summer's over, all over. Guess it had to end. Bye bye, good times. Back to school again. No more swimming. No swimming. Hello, history. Mr. Lee, it's all over. Back to school for me. Again. It's all over. Down. It's all over. Here I come again.
Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl by Sonny Boy Williamson. Sonny Boy was a harmonica player, singer-songwriter, with numerous R&B hits and recordings. And one of his most well-known ones was Help Me. Various bands also recorded that, the Animals and the Yardbirds done their version on their albums. But for our show and for the theme, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl, on Checker Label by Sonny Boy Williamson.
Can I go home? Can I go home with you? Now you can tell your mother and your father that Sonny Boy's a little schoolboy. I woke up this morning. Lord, I couldn't make me. Lord, I couldn't make me. Why that I didn't have no blues, woman, but I was all messed up and down. Now you be my baby, come on and be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond, I'll buy you a diamond. Well, if you don't be my little woman, then I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over this land. I'm gonna fly all over this land. Don't find the woman that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane down. Harlem, baby, wasn't this good? Baby, wasn't this good? Well, then I don't want to never hurt your feelings or either get mad.
The Four Seasons is an American rock and pop band that became internationally successful in the 60s and 70s. The Vocal Group Hall of Fame has said that this is the most popular rock band before the Beatles. Since 1970, they've also been known at times as Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, but they have sold an estimated 100 million records worldwide. Had 15 top 10 hits. Five of them were number one. A lot of people have become more familiar with them since the Jersey Boys musical on Broadway won the Tony in 2006. A movie was also made from the musical in 2014, which is already on television because I've seen it recently. Anyway, the song that I picked for the Back to School is See You in September by the Four Seasons.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Goodbye.
I'm
this is Larry Nelson with The Grassroots. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ2.
BRC is a nonprofit group of over 300 members worldwide. Come join us.
The good guys make the scene with music.
High school blues is something we have all experienced. This song was written and performed by Mac Vickery in 1958 on the Princeton label. Mac was born in Town Creek, Alabama in 1938, but was raised in Adrian, Michigan, not far from Lansing, Michigan, where I was born and raised. I remembered hearing him on local radio stations as a teenager. Here's Mac Vickery singing what we all had, those high school blues.
Oh, when the school bell rings, the teacher starts to shout. She said the summer's over now, shut your mouth. Well, no more of this hollering and aggravation.
Your mother sent you here just to get an education.
Now I never minded school since the day I was born. Oh, but I just can't stand to get up so early in the morning. She gets me up at 8.
That's what you get for staying out late.
High school blues.
I need an education.
High school blues.
I'm waiting for vacation.
High school blues.
I've got me feeling bad. Why those high school blues are enough to drive me mad.
Something real cool, and that's a cat. He's the one that invented school.
Well, now I never minded school since the day I was born. Oh, but I just can't stand to get up so early in the morning. Simple, she gets me up at 8.
That's what you get for staying out late.
High school blues.
I need an education.
High school blues.
I'm waiting for vacation.
High school blues.
I've got me feeling bad. While those high school blues are enough to drive me mad.
I got the high school blues. I got the high school blues. I got the high school blues.
Jack Gillis and Meg White formed the White Stripes in 1997. They were married, and Jack took Meg's last name, although they presented themselves to the public as a brother and sister duo. We Are Going to Be Friends is a simple song about meeting a new friend at the beginning of a school year. From 2002, here's the White Stripes.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
The Birmingham Sound.
B-R-U-C-C. Chuck Berry wrote many songs about teenage life and quite a few that dealt with school. One of my favorites that did just that was Almost Grown, a song that sings about a guy who was still in school, staying out of trouble the best he could, and preparing to be a grown-up. School is almost over for him. From 1959, here's Chuck Berry with the background help from Etta James, Harvey and the Moongloves, and featuring a young Marvin Gaye, Almost Grown.
Whoa, whoa. You know I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Nah,
they ain't said I broke no rule.
Nah,
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Nah,
I don't browse around too much.
Nah,
don't bother me, leave me alone.
Nah,
anyway, I'm almost grown.
Nah,
I don't run around with no mob.
Nah,
got myself a little job.
Nah,
I'm gonna buy me a little car.
Get yourself to school, the Orientals. A nice R&B song that also rocks some. There is a good sax break from this Philadelphia group. No other information I have on them. So on this small label, KO label, here's Get Yourself to School, the Orientals.
You better get yourself to school.
Wanna be a fool?
I know you think you're very smart.
Wanna be a fool?
I've heard you talk that jive talk. I've seen you walk that real that walk. But I don't see no evidence to prove you got a lick of sense.
You better get yourself to school.
Wanna be a fool?
You got your wig fixed real cute. No loop. And if you had to use your brain,
Wanna be a fool?
Wanna be a fool?
No!
Fun BRC!
Summer fun.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rockin' Ray!
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Gary Levine Anderson was living in Norfolk, Virginia when he began singing publicly in church and with a group called the Turks. He joined the LeGrand Records label where his producer picked a stage name for him that he thought would be confused with the public service announcement and get him more airplay. They called him U.S. Bonds. The first few records were recorded under that name, but then people assumed it was the name of a group, so they changed the billing to Gary parenthesis U.S. close parenthesis Bonds. He later discarded the parenthesis in 1970. Anyway, he had a number of hits in the 60s, and in a 1963 tour of Europe, he headlined above the Beatles. This song about school is one that I had never heard before, called School Is In by Gary U.S. Bonds. Released in 1961, was on the charts for 2 weeks, but only reached a 28th position.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
No more books and studies. Now I can stay out late with my buddies. I can do the things that I want to do. Cause all my exams are through. I can root for the Yankees from the bleachers. And don't
people, don't know you be late.
this is Gary U.S. Bonds, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, DJ.
Music memories,
BRC. Homework. Didn't the teachers know that we had to have time to drive around, play ball, see girls, drive around, see girls, drive around? Then why all this homework? Didn't we have enough work to do at school? Here's Dino and the Diplomats from 1961. They tell us the importance of homework.
Kurt Cobain's band Nirvana is the band most associated with the grunge rock scene that came out of Portland and Seattle in the 1990s. Here's a cut from their Bleach album called School.
Just you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. That's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Here's one for those who rode a school bus to school. This is a group called The Shades doing a song called School Bus. I've heard and read many different stories about this group, and there's so many different stories that don't match. I don't know anything about them, to tell you the truth. But I do know that they had two songs that are just real good rockers. This song here, School Bus, and one called Jerry Lee, both of which were unreleased. He had to find them on an acetate somewhere. But this is a very good song, very good rocker. So get ready, because I look down the road and I see the school bus coming. It's going to take you to another day of school. Here are The Shades.
Well, I walked to town. School bus. School bus. School bus. I say school bus. You know the school bus coming from a long time. I gotta comb my hair. I have to look real neat. Cause there's a gal on that bus that I gotta meet. Well, you know that she's the one.
Yolanda and the Castanets. Little known about this group also. A good girl doo-wop group recorded this Meet Me After School. They got local play, unfortunately not down this way. So from 1963, which I wish they had made it down south, here are Yolanda and the Castanets, Meet Me After School.
Thank you.
The Bobettes were an American R&B girl group, five girls who went to school together in Spanish Harlem. In 1957, they had a song that they wanted to record, which was really about one of their teachers they had in fifth grade they didn't like. The Atlantic people told them they would record it if they would revise the lyrics because they wanted it to be, you know, a little more complimentary. So the girls ended up becoming the first girl group to release a number one R&B hit that also made the pop top 10. This song was covered by a number of artists later. I really love their version, though. It's the Bobettes with Mr. Lee. Of course, I like the follow-up to this even better, but I don't think it really was as big a hit on the charts. That was I Shot Mr. Lee. Anyway, here are the Bobettes, Mr. Lee.
High school days. These are the days we all remember, good or bad. Usually we only remember the good times. High School Days was written by our very own Baker Knight early on in his career in the late 50s. Baker was most remembered for all his hits by Ricky Nelson, all 21 songs he wrote for him. But he also wrote hits for Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Perry Como, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Mickey Gilley, just to name a few. Here's Birmingham's own Baker Knight singing about those high school days.
High school romances, the parties and the dancing, these things we'll remember through the years. When we were so in love, we'll keep the memory of the days we shared the laughter and the tears. Do you remember that one day in September when I saw you walking down the hall? When I walked you home and we were all alone, I kissed you and you didn't mind at all. Our high school romance, well, gave us both a chance to learn each other's ways.
Those were happy days. Well, now after each breakup, what fun it was to make up. Oh, we were young and foolish in our way. You could never see how much you meant to me. I learned to love you in my high school days. What fun it was to make up. We were young and foolish in our way. You could never see how much you meant to me. I learned to love you in my high school days. I learned to love you in my high school days.
Larry Williams wrote and recorded Bad Boy in 1958, but it did not chart. Me and my high school buddy Jerry wore out a copy of Beatles 6 back in 1965. Here's the Beatles take on Bad Boy.
Behave yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on a magazine stand. Every dime that he gets, oh, is off to the jukebox man. Well, he worries and teeth until at night she's ready to poop. From rocking and a rolling, spinning in a hula hoop. Junior, behave yourself. Ow! Behave yourself.
D-R-C. The love of Birmingham.
Hi, this is Martha Reeves. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ too.
BRC Radio.
Good guys.
Here's another West Coast sound about cars, and this time school as well. Reading, Riding, and Racing was released in 1964 on the Capitol label. The Superstocks was one of Gary Usher's studio-created groups. two others being the Hondells and the Sagittarius. Usher was a singer-songwriter who collaborated with Brian Wilson to write songs like 409 and In My Room for the Beach Boys. He also produced Go Little Honda and two of the Byrds' LPs. So with Who Knows Who Else, here's Gary Usher and the Superstocks with Reading, Riding, and Racing.
Rare and unreleased one for our school theme, Back to School, The Tornadoes. A group harmony recorded in 1957 but not released until 1970 on a rare and unreleased album, volume number 7. This may have been one of the many groups that Chess had under their contract that sang under a different name. They often done that at times. The Tornadoes with Back to School on Chess label.
Jesus socks. The time is out for rock. No time for jazz. Get in your class and work, work, work. Friday and Saturday are the days to play.
Oh yeah.
Church on Sunday, but
oh, yeah.
Later that day you have to
oh, yeah.
Study your books and
oh, yeah.
Get some rest because
oh, yeah.
Monday morning there's
oh, yeah.
A history test.
We'll be right back. Radio.
BRC.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
When you hear the next song, Hello Schoolteacher, from 1961, you'll immediately think of the Coasters, Charlie Brown. But this group at the time was named Four After Fives because they all wore suits with labels saying After Five, thus Four After Five. Later, this group became known as the Rivingtons. Remember Papa Mau and The Bird Is the Word. Here's Hello Schoolteacher by the Four After Fives.
Hello Schoolteacher, how do you do?
Hello
Schoolteacher, how do you do?
It's the 1st of September, I'm gonna have some fun.
Hello.
Everybody else is glad when school is done.
Hello.
Bought me some t-shirts and tennis shoes. All the books and pencils, boy, that I can use. So hello Schoolteacher, teacher, hello
Schoolteacher, how do you do?
Billy Harlan grew up in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, and early on shared stages with the Everly Brothers. Next up, a song Billy recorded in Nashville in 1958, Schoolhouse Rock, released on the Brunswick label.
Well, early this morning, sitting in school, my classwork finished, had nothing to do. From across the street in the very next block came the crazy sound of an old jukebox. Up and began to shout. Shake the rattle and roll. He had the beat ready, satisfied my soul. When we really got started, the teacher went to the door. He yelled up the street, turned the music up some more. About that time, the principal heard. So he come a running like a thunderbird. When he got to the door, was mad like crazy. A little gal grabbed him by the name of Daisy. She shook him and he rolled. Hell, that satisfied everybody's soul. Now the principal just because he's old don't mean he ain't got rhythm in his soul. He grabbed all the teachers, said, gather round. Shake of this whole town. Handful of nickels, that old jukebox. Today we'll make this schoolhouse rock. gotta shake. Come on, get with it, you ain't gonna break. Now the classroom talk from wall to wall. We opened the door and they were rocking in the hall. When it got too crowded, we didn't stop. We just moved outside where we could really rock. Principal, the teacher, the whole class was there. Everybody getting with it, no one seemed to care.
This is Travis Womack. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with my friends from the Birmingham Record Collectors.
Yeah! Well, I remember Schoolhouse Rock, but it was a little different. My kids used to watch it, and it was teaching them to count, I think, or something. In any case, that is back to school time, and we hope you enjoyed some of those. Some great songs, some I remember, some I've never heard in my life. But in any case, good group of songs. Hey, the heart and soul of rock and roll rolls right along, because now that we got everybody back to school, we're going to look at songs that have bird names, or groups that have bird names, and the songs that they produced. That's right, it's going to be bird name groups on our next edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. After that, we're going to look at some heavenly songs. These are songs about and having to do with heavenly themes, and I think you're going to enjoy those, and there's a bunch of them out there. Then some songs used in movies. These have been a tradition for a long time. In fact, there have been some groups that have actually gotten their start, or maybe their start and their end, by doing a song for a movie. After that, more of the heart and soul of rock and roll as we look at the time of day. Then it's going to be Halloween, and this time we're going to look at some different sides of Halloween. We're going to take a look at candy and treats, and not so much the trick part, but a lot of treats, as we look at Halloween 2016. Beyond that, it's going to be a special show about Vietnam-era songs. This was an unusually difficult time in the history of our nation, and the songs reflect a lot of the feelings that were going around during the Vietnam era. Lots of great songs coming up. We hope you'll join us for each and every one of them. And, of course, each of those shows will be available here on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll and on our website. For now, though, that's going to wrap up the heart and soul of rock and roll. As we move on, we hope you will join us for more of these programs. Rock and Ray saying thank you. Let's get Bobby in here and head us for the house. Get us home, Bobby. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our VRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.